You know, a couple of things I really understand by living the Christian life, and that is that setbacks in your life prepare you for some of the greatest blessings you're ever going to experience. And it's so easy to fall back into despair and discouragement when things don't go the way you want them to go, when your life plan doesn't seem to follow the pattern that you imagined, and yet God is waiting around the corner to show you something pretty mighty. You see, difficulty in our life defines our character. Character doesn't come because you were born into the right household. It doesn't come because you read your Bible. It comes through the hard knocks of life when you're challenged and you go through difficulty and you somehow rise up out of the ashes and you find God and you know that God is there. And so when you begin to understand this, you begin to understand the words of your mouth. Really, they define your destiny. If you'll listen to you, you'll know where you are going. And if you don't like the sound of you, change your words and it'll change your destiny. Amen? In the book of Job, it says, declare a thing and it shall be so. And there needs to be this active part of declaration in our life when we're saying, this is what God is doing and this is where I'm going and this is how I see the Holy Spirit working in my life. Amen? I don't think we talk enough out loud and declare. I talk to myself a lot. Sometimes I get a, what's that? What did you say? And I go back and I go, wait a minute. I don't want that talking to my spirit. I don't want to talk to my spirit that way. I want to be lifting up the name of the Lord. I want to be lifting up God, and I want to be lifting up everyone around me. So today, I'm going to talk to you about soar. I thought I would just pick up on the theme for the weekend and preach a sermon on soar. I know it won't be as good as the ladies preached. We heard four great sermons. I tried to convince a couple of people to preach today, and they all left me high and dry. Said, no, you go ahead and do the best you can, but you may be second place. But here's what I want to say to you. I want you to rise above your limitations. You got limitations. You know you do. You got weaknesses. You got things in your head that shouldn't be there. You got to rise above all of that. In Isaiah chapter 40, the Bible says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor grows weary. I've heard people say all my life, well, I don't really bring everything to God. I just bring the big stuff. As if you're going to be God part-time and let God be a part-time God. God is a full-time God. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, the Bible says, you bring to God. Amen? He says he never faints or grows weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Your understanding is searchable. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. Can you relate to that? If you feel weak in times, can you just say, amen, I feel weak at times. Man, I would think everybody would feel weak at times. Let me ask it again. I want you to pretend we're not here. We're in the deep south in 1950. And I'm going to ask you this question again. Any of you ever feel weak?
Yes.
What are you going to do? You're going to trust God. Amen?
Yes.
Now you're getting the hang of it, all right? Stay with me now. And those who have no might, he increases in strength. If you need more strength, God says, I've got it. I got all you need, but you've got to ask. And it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. So the physically strong among us, it's the Bible says, they're going to grow weak and they're going to grow uneasy in what's going on. And yet, and even when young men early fall, I want you to know, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. The power of God is available to you now and forever. Amen. Let me tell you something. All through history, the demonic forces thought they won the war. In the garden with Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they hid themselves from God and they were ashamed. But their sin was their limitation. They thought it was their freedom. They thought it was their right, but it was their limitation. And your limitation is sin. And when you get that out of the way, you've got all the power of God available to you. You see, Satan thought he could just enslave and break and separate all of us from God. What would they do? Where would they go? Where would they turn? In weakness, God gave them power. Their weariness was turned to strength. God called them out of darkness and clothed them and restored them. Do you remember that story? The everlasting God silenced the voice of the enemy. He sent demons back to hell where they belong. He called them out of darkness and he clothed them and he restored them. You see, that's what God does. He calls you out of darkness. He restores you and he clothes you in robes of righteousness that you might stand before the everlasting God, holy, pure, and righteous in his sight. Can I get an amen? Oh, they laughed at old Noah. They thought he was a fool. He said it was going to rain. It never rained before. He said he was going to build an ark. They didn't know what that was. They ridiculed him. They called him a fool until the rain began to fall. Then they begged him to open the door, but it was sealed shut, not by Noah, but by God. You see, when God shuts the door's shut. When God opens the door is open, amen? But old Noah rose above the ridicule, just like you got to rise above the ridicule. He rose above the hardship. He rose above the limitations of his own life, and he found God. And when you find God, you find everything, amen? If God be for us, who can be against us? Don't worry about the opposition. Stay with God. Can I get an amen? Amen. I'm telling you what, when Jesus hung on the cross, the demons clapped their hands in glee. Darkness filled the land and fear gripped the souls of men. They thought they were done with this miracle worker. Lies and destruction and sin was now free to run its course all across the land. Satan, the author of fear, overplayed his hand. The enemy always does. On the third day, they thought they won the battle. Something started to stir. A little bit of dust was shaken in that tomb. Stone began to roll. It was so alarming that those trained military soldiers were running for their life out of fear because something was changing in the atmosphere. You can tell when something's changing in the atmosphere, can't you? You just know God is on the move, and I don't know what he's doing, but I want to be a part of whatever he's doing. But on that third day, Jesus scattered the demons of hell and declared victory over sin and the grave. All the powers of Imperial Rome were shaken. Hell was shaken. Jesus was alive. Can you give him the glory? Why, in our day, Satan, the author of fear, has overplayed his hand. You're looking right now at how discouraging it is because of what's happening in the political arena, what's happening in the educational world, what's happening in entertainment. You look around and you're going, oh me and oh my. And God is saying, this is exactly the day that I prepared for you. Every generation has a problem to solve. Will you solve it? Will you step in and be the man and the woman of God that you're called to be? Or will you say, oh me and oh my, somebody's got to do something? I'm telling you right now, Satan, the author of fear, overplayed his hand. He has challenged the church of the living God to a showdown. That's what's happening. That's what happened in COVID when they closed it down, said we're not an essential business. Non-essential, can you imagine? I kind of thought we were essential. You'd had to go to court. Went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, you're essential. You know what that is? That's the showdown, and the government lost. Hold on.
Try it again.
Like Elijah of old, who said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord be God, did you hear me? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal be God, then you follow him. The demonic spirit of Baal is in our land. And I ask you, who is God? It is the Lord God Almighty. The demonic forces are once again aligned against the Lord. Satan's target is the church, to weaken it, to distract it, to get it off center. But I want you to know, we're not going to listen to the lies of Satan. We're going to listen to the word of the Lord. You see, the true church will not be stopped. I say the true church because there's a lot of churches out there that aren't true churches. They're masquerading as being the true church. You know the difference. We will not be stopped by man or by demon. We will not be stopped by government, big pharma. We will not be stopped by politicians or big tech. We will not be stopped by tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril of sword, and all things. We are more than conquerors through him who conquered. It's not death, not life, nor angels or principalities or power, nor things present or things to come that will separate us from the love of God. The demonic forces thought they were winning the war, but all they did was awaken a giant. You see, we think it's all about numbers. Let me tell you something. One person stopped the rain from heaven, a guy named Elijah, and they begged him to open the heavens again after 3 years. Don't look at your life. Don't look at your prayer. Don't look at your gifts and think somehow you don't have it. You got all of God access at your fingertips every single day of your life. What are you going to do with it? Do you realize collectively, if everybody right here prays 1 minute, what that does in heaven? You say, well, I just don't have much power. You got all power. All power and all authority was given unto you. He said, go in my name. You, what do you mean you don't have much strength? You've got all the strength of the Lord. Well, the Bible says one can send 1,000 into running. We need to understand who we are. I want you to know, when they go after our children, you awaken a giant. Nobody was prepared for what moms would do. I don't know about you, but man, when my mom was mad, it wasn't pretty. My grandmother was worse. I said something smart to her. She was about 450 pounds and about 4 foot tall. And I said something smart aleck to her, and she took off running. I never knew a woman could run that fast. I was running. I rolled underneath the bed. She grabbed the broom, took the bristle side, and started jabbing me. Told me to come out so I could get a proper whipping. I came out, got my whipping, and I never said anything to that woman again. You know what I'm talking about? When they disregard the truth and decency, when they openly hate God and promote evil, when they try to intimidate us and divide us, when they try to shame us and silence us, they forget it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We live by faith. We walk by faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We call those things that are not as though they are. That's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 4. We live with expectancy. We believe in a God who does miracles. Amen. We believe that God is on the move. I may not see it. I may not feel it. I may not hear it with my 5 senses, but I know it in my heart. I know that there's a revival coming to this land. I know that California is a key. I've told everybody that ever moved, I said, you're making a mistake. You're jumping the gun. I'm telling you, you're going to be sorry one day. You go with my blessings. We love you. But I'm telling you, there's never been a place on earth where more revivals have started than California. I think it's because we're just so messed up, God blesses us. Amen? God says, I got to help those people down there. Look at the fruit and nuts they got down there. Amen? I want you to see the possibilities. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You say, well, I've been waiting. I've been sitting, meditating, waiting on the Lord. It's not what waiting is. You ever been to a restaurant? They had somebody called a waiter, a waitress. Can you imagine? They're sitting in the back there talking to the cook. You're out there waiting for food. Are they waiting on you? No. You're waiting on God isn't sitting back, you know, acting spiritual. It's getting your butt in gear and doing something, amen? Now, some of you don't like me using that word. Well, that's because your butt's not in gear. Put it in gear, see what it'll do, amen? Renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. How'd you like to run and not be weary? I'd like to get a little bit of that. My wife walks like 10 miles a day. I don't know what's wrong with her. Got a good car out there, full of gas. Just gonna wear out everything. You only get so many heartbeats, you use them up too quick, you're done. I'm like the guy that bought the new car, put it in the garage, said, I'm gonna drive it on Sunday. It'll last forever, amen? Come on, give me an amen. They shall walk and not faint. You see, our time spent with the Lord is not in vain. You might spend some time with God and say, I don't see any results. It's not in vain. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. And I say that in the most richest way I can. When you pray a little bit, you're going to reap what you pray. You pray more bigger blocks of time, you're going to reap that. See, God, your prayers are stored up in heaven, the book of Revelation says, in golden vials. And I'm convinced that when those vials get full, that they start to drip over and you begin to see the kingdom of heaven come on earth. Amen? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd much rather see heaven on earth than earth on earth. Amen? All right, now let's go on. Our strength is renewed. We are strong, the Bible says, and we're powerful like the eagle. It's interesting, the eagle doesn't run from the storm, it rises above the storm. Eagles don't flap their wings. They don't have to. That 10 to 15 pound bird just stretches out its wings and it soars on the wind. Do you know that the Bible says the word, the Hebrew word for wind is ruach? You soar on the spirit. You say, I'm going to work for God. You just stretch out your wings, see what he'll do. Why do you think the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, having done all to stand, stand therefore and put on the whole armor of God? When you stand in the strength of the Lord, you have all the strength of the Lord. Amen? You see, the eagle rises above difficulty and sees the possibilities. The door has been opened on our land to demonic forces. Never have I seen it like this before, where sin is elevated, when they call evil good and good evil, as Isaiah told us they would. We're looking and going, I can't believe the day I'm living in. How about this? I can't believe that we have the privilege of living in the day we do. I love it when the church has a task to do. Too much time, you know, we go through the 80s. Weren't those great times, Ronald Reagan and Christians everywhere? You know, if you'd read a book during that day, you'd have been convinced that God was a Republican. It was too easy. It was too easy. See, you become strong when you're challenged. The blood of the martyrs becomes the very foundation and the seed of the church. You say, well, people don't like me. So? They never did. You just gave them more reasons when you told me you're a Christian. It's not about being liked. It's about being on assignment. We're on assignment from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're ambassadors of Christ. We're a royal diadem in the hand of our God. We're to reflect his glory in everything we do. It is our job. Evil has brought a curse on the land. It's our job to lift the curse. It's our job to restore righteousness in the land. We are to bind evil forces and lift up the name of Jesus. We're to declare blessings over our families, over our community, over our church, over our nation in Jesus' name. why we're told in Scripture that we're supposed to fly and not walk. Look what it says here in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11. As an eagle stirs up its nest, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone has led him, and there was no foreign god with him. You got to put away foreign gods. You know what a foreign god is? Anything you give priority over the Lord. That's your idol. That's your foreign god. But you see, we choose to rise above the storm. We choose to see the hand of God. We call forth blessings for 1,000 generations on our children, on our family, on our church, on our nation. God tells us that all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 28. We are reminded that God set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now, I've got a lot more to say, but my voice doesn't have much left. But I've got a prophetic blessing for you. So I want you to stand with me. We're going to say this together. Just come on up front. It's always good to get up here in the front. We should have the words of these up on the screen. We do. That's great. How many of you are thirsty today? Jesus said, I am the living water. You're going to have to wait for one of these. Amen? All right. All right, let's look at this. Repeat this out loud. We're going to just say this. Now, I wrote this in such a way, not as me to you, but as us to one another. A little bit different this time, okay? All right? In the name of Jesus, I declare the blessing of 1,000 generations over you and your family, our church, and the nation. The curse is broken. Let me repeat that. The curse is broken. And favor is coming like a flood. Your life will be marked by good decisions and obedience to the word of God. You will destroy the works of the enemy that future generations will prosper and usher in the kingdom of God. The ground upon which you stand is holy. Do not curse the ground that you walk on with fear or neglect, negative words, or disobedience. Speak life and receive life. Extend faith and receive favor. Now I want you to declare with me these words. The enemy will not steal my destiny. If you receive it, say, I receive it. And amen. God, now put your hands together. Give God the glory.